what's it been feeling like this week in terms of, you know, you got double travel for the first real time of the year?
Yeah, no, we were pretty disappointed. We got away from some of the things that we normally do, and New Zealand made us pay, and that's what good teams do. So we got to knuckle down and get our structures right on the defensive end and certainly on the offensive end.
How do you handle the travel, given that you've got the two games and they're pretty close together? Mm. What do you do when you have this situation?
Yeah, we just lock in on the Friday night. You know, we can't do anything about the second game, so it's all our attention's on Friday night. And then, you know, the boys have been professional enough. They know what it's like to play a doubleheader. Just make sure our minds focus on Friday night first.
How challenging is that quick turnaround then to try to scout and get players right for the second game?
Yeah, look, that's what pre-season we put them through a few games in a row, back-to-back games. We had back-to-back games in Adelaide and Sydney. So we wanted to do that so they prepared for the seasons. And that's also with fatigue and with travel. You want those problems to arise in pre-season so when they come up, they're not new during the season and they know how to handle it.
So we had the two games in Cairns and two games in Sydney against the same opponents? Right.
No, we had in pre-season and we had two games back-to-back against Adelaide here.
Yep.
And then we played Cairns back-to-back and then Sydney.
So what about when you've got a different opponent though? Like obviously, how does that change your preparation?
Yeah, well, obviously limited scout for the second game. But look, all our attention's on Brisbane and the guys will... we have, you know, the two best assistant coaches in the league. They're all over it and... we'll take Friday first and then move on after that.
What do you see Brisbane as at the moment?
Yeah, well, look, they're dangerous. They're obviously the scoring machine with tries and what he did to Cairns in the last 2 minutes of the game. You know, he really took over that game and won the game for him. And we know Holt can play. So, you know, they're a little bit different than most other teams. They've got three imports at the guards and not a big. So we know they're quick. And we'll have to combat that.
They're a vastly different team to the way New Zealand play as well. So I imagine it's a contrasting week when you go from one style to the next.
Yeah, New Zealand are a bit more half court, and Brisbane are a full court. I think half of their points come through transition. So we're going to have to do a great job on the rebounds to stop that and make sure we get numbers back.
How's the focus been on rebounds this week, given what happened last week?
Yeah, I think we answered it pretty good on the Sunday. It was just other stuff that we got away from. I think we won the New Zealand rebound count. So, look, it's a focus. Obviously, you miss Matty. Matty's been our leading rebounder for 5 years. It's not something we've thought about because we've never been in that situation. So, now it certainly is a focus for us at the moment.
It's amazing how fine line it is in any sport. But you've had the past couple of games, you've had some bobbles that just haven't gone in.
Right.
And almost immediately they've gone down the other end and they've just gone bang.
Yeah, I think there was one shot with Bryce that bubbled in, bubbled out. They got in transition and went to Penny and he dropped the three and that's a 6-point turnaround. It's a big swing, but, you know, you're going to get those fluctuations in a game. It's more so the other 35 minutes, what are you doing? And that's what we've got to lock into.
Damo didn't train when we saw him earlier in the week, has he?
Just resting up. Yeah, he practiced yesterday. So we've just got to be mindful. We've played back-to-back games last week with international travel and back-to-back games this week. And we just thought it'd be best to rest him up midweek, ready for these games.
How's Clint going this week? We spoke to him the other day and he said he's still taking a bit of time to adjust to how things are going. Are you comfortable with his right to get a few more minutes or is he still learning?
Oh, look, he trained really well on Wednesday. So... you know, Tuesday and Wednesday and the guys are finding him in the spots and so he's fitted in very nicely, so his minutes will certainly go up this weekend.
Which will allow you to have more scoring options, which is what you wanted last week?
Yeah, as long as the ball goes in the hole and doesn't bubble out, it's all good, but like, it's getting quality shots and we know Clint can stretch the floor and he has deep range and he can get going, you know, and so we just got to make sure we incorporate his strength into our team.